I've never been what one might call a winter person. Witches are supposed to feel naturally aligned with the wheel of the year, receptive to the charms of every season, and nowhere is that easier than in Thistle Grove, where every type of weather is utterly and gorgeously flamboyant, the most extravagant cosplay version of what it might look like anywhere else. In theory, I could appreciate the extremeness of its contrasts, all that diamond-faceted white blazing against the blue of windswept skies and the stark black silhouette of Hallows Hill. I could even get behind winter chic when it came to sleek après-ski wear. And then there was Yule, with its fragrant wreaths and crackling logs and sea of candlelight, arguably the most luminous and magical of the solstices. But in practice, winter is horribly inelegant and messy, almost impossible to calibrate. One too many layers leaves you sticky and sweltering, while one too few lets the chill creep into your bones. Your hair turns into kindling, or poofs into a staticky halo immune even to glamour spells. You can't even run properly in winter, unless you're a diehard marathoner with no self-preservation instincts left intact. All around, cruel and unusual. At least we rarely suffered more than 2 months or so of such yearly punishment in Thistle Grove. But this year, strangely, winter seemed to suit me. This year, I found every fresh snowfall soothing, almost meditative. There was one raging right now beyond the frost-rimed window of the Silver Cherry, where I was grin and bearing my way through a jewelry-making class. A feathery whirlwind, like being inside a shaken snow globe filled with drifting down. It felt hypnotic, a chaotic escapade of white that made it hard to hold on to any single thought for long, which these days was more than fine by me. These days, my thoughts and I didn't tend to be on the best of terms.
"Sweetheart," Jessa said, in that delicate tone she'd taken to using on me, like one harsh note might topple me over, damage me in some irreparable way.
She didn't have to be quite that careful with me, but I loved that she wanted to be.
"You're doing your depressed mime face again."
The words themselves didn't tend to match up with the spun sugar tone all that often, because she was still Jessa, and I loved her for that too.
"What?"
I mumbled, finally tearing my eyes from the window.
"My what?"
"You know."
She rearranged her adorable, ringlet-framed features into a truly dismal expression, drooping puppy dog eyes and a dramatically downturned mouth like a melancholy bass.
"Like you're about to perish of chronic woe, or possibly planning to recreate that scene from The Giver where the kid and his little brother escape into the snow to die with their emotions."
It's been a while since middle school English class, but even so, I'm fairly sure that wasn't supposed to be the takeaway, I told her with a snort. And hard pass on that cold demise. If I absolutely have to die somewhere with my emotions, I'd rather go all nice and toasty. Dragging my attention back to my little work tray, strewn with a glittery mishmash of wire and beads, I saw that I'd been half-heartedly tooling around with making earrings before the blizzard got the best of me. Once upon a time, I'd have crafted something gorgeous given an opportunity like this. Painstakingly applied myself until I had it just right. Too bad, once upon a time felt like several eons and an infinity of wrong turns ago.
"Burn you at the stake then, noted," Jessa quipped.
Though, of course, thoroughly normie as she was, my best friend had no idea how close to home that hit. As far as I knew, Jessa had never once seriously considered the notion that our charming postcard of a town really was settled by witches, exactly like Thistle Grove legend would have you believe. To her, I was just Nina, best friend and partner in crime from our shared law school days, now in-house counsel to my family's extensive business interests. Not naive Cleona of House Blackmore, second in line to the most powerful witch dynasty in Thistle Grove.